I brought the money with the team. I came with the Undersecretary in the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Higher Education Section, and also the Director for Training and Scholarships. We reached Cairo here on the 8th of this month. We were able to pay them. Of course, it was a challenge because we have students with the same conditions in all the countries where scholarships have been given to South Sudan, like Khartoum in Sudan, also Ethiopia, Zimbabwe, and also India and other countries. But there is no place where the students have occupied the embassy except Cairo, which is surprising. And this is not the first time they have always been doing it. Nevertheless, we felt that we are responsible, and this is what I told to the students. And that's why the president gave us this money to come and give you. You will be paid your 11 months, which you have done. And then we made them to sign an undertaking. Undertaking in the sense that the students who came here in 2007 will not again pay them because they have spent over 8 years. So that one is a gone case. We have paid them now, but we are not going to pay them in the future. We have terminated scholarship for them. The students who came in 2011, those who are studying in the art faculties like law and economics, which is 4 years, these people will not pay them next time. But we will continue with support for those students who are doing medicine, engineering, pharmacy, and dentistry. The other category is that these students who came and they were not on a scholarship also should not be a part and parcel of this, because the Egyptian scholarship is offering them different terms of which they are not a part of the ballot of the students. So this is what we have written down, and they have signed it, and they have moved out of the embassy. So the embassy is now empty.
These students that you said, some of them are really taken long, like for instance academic year of 4 years, but some of them, as you mentioned, from 2011. Do you have their reports, like why some of them are staying too long in the colleges?
The reports are there. It's just that some of them decide sometimes not to continue for reasons known to them. You know, even with the students who have fired the embassy, some are not the students who are on scholarship, by the way. This is what we have discovered now. Some just came to join in solidarity with other students.
Those who join in solidarity, are they also given money?
They are not paid. No, they are not paid. They don't even want the money because they are on different scholarships. Some are sponsored by their own parents, and they know that one. Some are even better off than those who are being sponsored by the government. Even when they were asked, they just walk out. Why do you join these people? They have no answers. Some say that we are members of the union. That's why we are joining.
Deputy Minister, this crisis has been on for a quite long time, you know, and people are wondering, why did it take you this long for you to sort out this issue?
Yes, you are right. First of all, they ignored everything. They were paying money. But they said they wanted the arrears of 11 months because the issue of the dollar was the only problem. If they were to be paid in pounds, we would have done it a long time ago. The changing of money to dollars, that actually hindered everything. Now, they have been paid 11 months. That's what we calculated, and we went all the time to until we finally got the dollars, and we brought the dollars to them.
They have handed over the keys now, and the South Sudan diplomatic mission is now back to work as normal?
In fact, they were not occupying all the rooms. They were occupying the down floor. The rest of the rooms were not occupied. The other thing, in fact, we also conducted other good meetings with the Ministry of Higher Education in Egypt here. And we have been able even to secure accommodation in the hostels for them. The Ministry of Higher Education has accepted to accommodate them in the hostels of the university because most of them used to hire in apartments outside the university premises, which is a very good thing. We told the students that since they are leaders of today and tomorrow, they need to conduct themselves every time they occupy an embassy. This is just a question that the media even need to know. Why is it not happening in Khartoum? It's not happening in Zimbabwe or Ethiopia or other country. And it's always in Cairo that it is happening.
Do you also have some crisis with the other South Sudanese students who are having scholarship in those countries you are mentioning?
we have hundreds, like just like Egypt, and they have the same conditions. The money was late for everybody, but the students here, they go and fire the embassy. So why is it Egypt all the time?
What do you think yourself, why these students in Egypt would occupy the embassy?
It is now a subject for concern. It's either we will not send the students here again, or these people are not serious. They don't want to graduate and work. So this is one of the things somebody told me, that some of the students here have failed actually exams. But the serious steps will be taken, and that's why we have now made the document to be signed by students. For them to study and benefit from scholarships, they have to sign the document. This is what we have done now.